Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last March, Comerica Bank's chief economist gave a speech in Lansing on the national and state economic outlook for 2011. The next day, I published an article noting that the speaker had accepted too many misleading government statistics in preparing his projections. Instead, I said that the results would not be as good as he forecasted. Unfortunately, Comerica's chief economist was far too optimistic in his outlook. It turned out that my forecasts were more accurate. This week, Comerica's new chief economist is speaking in Lansing. Attendance was by invitation only, and I was not invited this year. However, I did hear the speaker's interview yesterday on this station. His outlook for 2012 was much more cautious than that given last year by his predecessor. The financial problems we now face are so dire that they cannot be ignored by the mainstream media or the so-called experts. There are several landmines that are highly likely to affect financial markets in 2012. Let me list a few of the most important. First, I think it is 95% probable that the US dollar will fall in value against gold and silver by 17% or more. For the past 12 years, the US dollar has fallen every year against gold by a compound average of almost 17%. The dollar has also fallen against silver in 9 of the past 12 years, averaging an overall decline almost as much. Right now, the U.S. economy and finances of the U.S. government look to be in the worst position at any time in the nation's history, so I consider this possibility virtually a sure thing. Second, I also think that it is 95% likely that one or more of the world's largest banks will fail. The Financial Stability Board operates under the auspices of the G20 group of nations, effectively as part of a global government. In 2011, the board identified systemically important financial institutions, which are banks and brokerages that are so large that failure of any one of them would pose a serious risk of worldwide financial chaos and collapse. Already, Dexia Bank in Belgium failed last year, with the governments of Belgium, France, and Luxembourg propping up the bank to avoid a domino effect of cascading bank failures. With the losses sustained by U.S. and European banks holding European sovereign debt positions, it is almost a sure thing that one or more will fail in 2012. Third, I also give a 95% probability that the Eurozone nations and the U.S. government will become more dysfunctional at preventing financial crises. The latest fiasco, where the U.S. Congress was only able to pass a 2-month extension of some existing tax reductions, is a sample of what will happen constantly in 2012 in the U.S. and in Europe. National governments will fail to establish stable legal environments, which will cripple prospects for any economic recovery. Businesses will be deterred from making plans to grow their companies because they simply will not know what laws will be in effect, even just a few months down the road. This will hurt job creation. Fourth, I forecast an 85% possibility that a debt default by one or more significant world governments would lead to a widespread financial chaos. Technically, no independent nation should ever default on its own debt, if the debt is denominated in the national currency. However, most nations do not have enough economic clout to issue debt in their own currency, or they are a member of the Eurozone, where 17 nations are tied to a joint currency. High on the list of nations that may default on at least some of their debt in 2012 are Greece, Italy, Portugal, Ireland, Hungary, Spain, and France. It would not be a total joke to add the United States to this list, as many state and local governments are teetering on the edge. The high risk of default by one or more Eurozone nations will also likely end the euro as it is now configured. This list is by no means complete, but I am confident you get my point. As one or more of these crises develops, that will increase the possibility of other catastrophes. There could easily be a chain of falling dominoes. The risk of some catastrophes hitting soon leaves me confident with my recent predictions that the price of gold will reach $2,000 and silver $60 by the end of May 2012 at the latest. As for the end of 2012, I think that there is at least an 80% probability that the price of gold will exceed $2,000 and an 85% likelihood that the price of silver will exceed $50. In other words, I expect gold and silver to shine in 2012. That's it for now. Tune in again for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.